you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
About once a month, I will get a pizza with my family, and it is so flipping good, but I only get it once a month because I try not to eat bread and I try not to eat cheese. And, but you know, there are ways that you can make pizza healthier. And here to talk about this is my good friend and the fantastic radio TV guy in the know, Dr. Ward Bond. Hey, Ward. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. I'm doing great. either way works. I'm good. I'm doing great.
Oh, I'm glad. So
it looks like we're going to talk about a fun subject today.
Yes, we are. And you know, it's funny because when I was going to college, I got a job at this restaurant called Right Livelihood, and it was a pizza place. Now, this was in the 80s, okay? And this was in a town, Santa Cruz, which was, I've heard it's changed a lot, but it was like health food stores on every corner and people out playing music with their guitars and getting change. And it was just like a really hip, funky, kind of artsy place. And this place this was like mid-80s, actually had a cashew cheese instead of a cheese. Like you had an option. And I think that was pretty revolutionary. This was probably 86, 87. And I have to say, wow, because that's something now that you see a lot, you know, cashew cheese is just taken off. So when you're talking about making pizza, are you talking about using these kind of different types of nut cheeses? Or are you just like, give me some damn cheese and pepperoni and let's start this party?
Well, you know, that's the way it was. You know, I wasn't introduced to pizza until probably the late 70s. There was no such thing as home pizza delivery. And we had this little place that opened up in town called Liberty Pizza. It was like, wow, what is that? And, you know, when you're in a country town, anything outside of burgers and fries and barbecue, you know, that it was, you know, pretty revolutionary back then. And, you know, back then it was all pepperoni and cheese or just plain cheese pizza and kind of went from there. But, you know, today, we can actually enjoy pizza as a meal and make it healthy. Now, I know, like you had said, that, you know, you kind of keep bread to a minimum, and I completely agree with that. I'm really big on gluten-free, and I even like the, I don't want to call it a fad. I want to call it this great healthy movement out there that a lot of people are using the cauliflower flour
yes.
to create their crust. And you know, that really works in for all of the vegans out there. And I think the big turnaround was the first person who ever placed pineapple on a pizza. I mean, that took us way outside the box. So, you know, think about pizza. It's, you know, especially being delivered, it's the only thing that you can get into the three shapes. You take a round pizza, put it in a square box, and you cut it into triangles. So, for anybody who wants a elementary school lesson, figure that one out.
All right. Keep the geometry out of my pizza, Ward. I don't like math. No. But that's actually, I never really thought about that. Okay. So when you're talking about healthier pizza, so you're mm-hmm. talking about moving away from the traditional white flour cheese. You're talking about like, let's do some fun things. So what other, like, give us a whole bunch of stuff.
So Lisa, the great thing is it's perfect for the whole family when it comes to improving our health, but we can have fun at the same time because, hey, pizza is about the coolest food there is.
Oh, you're definitely right. So you mentioned I've seen cauliflower, I can't say that mm-hmm. today, cauliflower crust that uses like mashed up cauliflower. But did you say cauliflower flour or was I hearing things?
No, that's correct. I actually visited a pizza joint here in Houston, and I know the gentleman that owns it. He owns like three restaurants now. And when I came in, he knew I was the health guy. So he was so excited because he brought out a pizza made with cauliflower crust. And he was so excited because it was a whole new way for him to reach new customers, you know, vegans and vegetarians. But it was also very different to work with than what he was used to. So he liked the challenge. Mm. And, you know, from what I understand, you know, there's a ton of recipes out there to use cauliflower as the crust. And and to tell you the truth, you know, some people don't like eating cauliflower, but when it becomes a pizza crust, you know, it's, you don't really notice any difference, when it comes to flavor. I mean, the texture is fantastic, but, you know, it's definitely the type of food that we can just have endless creativity and bringing foods together. And not only that, if you have a kid that's a picky eater, it's a pretty good food to experiment with to get them to eat healthy things.
Now, do you have a recipe for the cauliflower crust?
I don't actually. I've been using gluten-free forever.
Oh, but, well, tell us about a gluten-free recipe then.
What
I think it's just cauliflower, egg whites or something. I mean, people, you can Google it.
I think so. I don't have enough time to sit there and do all of that. But when it comes to one of the things that I actually love to do is for those that want to replace their marinara, I like things that are hot and spicy. So I actually replace it with a hot salsa, grill up some chicken. Put the hot sauce on the crust as you would the marinara, put some grilled chicken on there, add other flavors to it. You can, in a way, down here in Texas, you could actually make a Tex-Mex pizza and just really just impress your friends. So it's something very easy. Yeah, very easy to do. I like to experiment with things that are not just pepperoni. I think prosciutto is great. It's a little on the salty side for some people, but you don't have to use a lot of it. And I like taking aroma tomatoes. Actually, tell you the truth, I would actually make one of the things that I like to do is the no sauce pizza. So I take aroma tomatoes, I cut them very thin, and then I cover the whole pizza with that as my base. So I use the aroma tomatoes as a replacement for the sauce. So you're still getting a tomato type flavor, but you're not getting all of the sauce. And then you can always add herbs and spices on top of that if you want. So it's just creating different textures. Yeah, you know, and a lot of people do arugula, a lot of people do basil, things of that sort for their greens. You know, it's kind of like going back to doing, you know, like I said, there's a pizza, a lot of people call it BLT because you're using arugula, aroma tomatoes, and bacon. And even then, bacon's not the healthiest thing in the world, but, you know, it adds a different texture and a flavor. So it's all good.
Oh, I love it. All right. Here's a recipe for cauliflower pizza crust. You take one head cauliflower, you remove the stock, half cup shredded mozzarella. It's like, this is the one thing I have seen dairy in a lot of these, but I'm sure you can find one that isn't. A quarter cup grated Parmesan, half a teaspoon dried oregano, half a teaspoon kosher salt, quarter teaspoon garlic powder, 2 eggs lightly beaten. Just Google cauliflower crust and you'll get the idea. But I bet if you Google, dairy-free, you can make one like that as well.
Oh,
but that
absolutely.
Sounds really good.
Oh, absolutely.
It sounds really good.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. No. You're the host.
Okay, so when did you first start experimenting with different types of pizza? Was that just recently?
No, it's been a few years back, to tell you the truth. It's just really looking at alternatives. You know, you and I both have an acquaintance and a friend of ours, a fellow colleague, Chef Dr. Mike. And I got into a conversation with him not too long ago about taking comfort foods and converting them into healthy food, but still getting the same flavor and the same textures. And I was doing that with pizza, you know, a few years back because it was something that it seemed like I was hearing that people would live on. You know, it's kind of like kids. And especially picky eaters, you know, if you ask your kid, you know, what do you want to eat? And they're always saying, just give me chicken nuggets and fries. You're talking about two foods that literally destroy their health at a very young age. But, you know, to me, it is a type of food, Lisa, that everyone can have fun with. You can experiment with. If you're looking to move into a healthy diet, eating healthier foods, and you don't know how to cook, everybody can learn to make a pizza within about 20 minutes. So it's a perfect place to start for those that have been living through the drive-through way too long.
Oh, yeah, exactly. By the way, I want to mention, and I have no affiliation with this company, but a friend of mine told me this was good. It's the Healthy Crust, and they make a cauliflower and broccoli pizza crust, already made, 3-pack, 9-inch pizza crust. I'm going to get those because I want to check them out. I just want to see. And if they're good, I'll just learn to make my own. Or I should probably just make my own first.
Well, yeah.
I'm kind of about convenience is okay if it's, you know, the same stuff, right? And it's good for you. And I was looking into the company and I'm going to check them out. I might see maybe they need some fun radio host representation. We'll have to see.
I do the same thing. I go to the store, you know, you go to an organic or natural health store. You can get pizza crusts that's already made. They come in 3 or 4 packs. Some of them come in smaller sizes. So that way, if you have a family of 4, everybody can make their own version of something healthy. So it really makes it fun for the whole family.
Oh, it definitely does. All right, Ward. So tell us all of the places where we can find you and your amazing work, because you are all over the place doing so many cool things. And I also want you to tell us all about the show that you are producing and talent on, and that I'm going to be talent on as well, called Reverse. Tell us a little bit about that.
Let's start off talking about Reverse. This is you and I are actually experts on season 2 of Reverse, which is either coming back to Discovery Life Channel, or I hear the rumor mill saying that A&E's FYI may be the choice for season 2. This is a television series, the first diabetic reality series ever produced. And the cool thing is we're now into season 2, taking participants. And I hear that the participants for season 2 are a little on the famous side, but having uncontrolled diabetes, in which all of us, Lisa, myself, Chef Dr. Mike Finster, the food shaman, Dr. Jason Fung, Dr. Lori Shimmick, are all going to be the experts, helping along with our amazing host, Charles Maddox. Charles is great. And to help these people, really help them to reverse the detriments of having type 2 diabetes. And so this is going to be an amazing season 2. Season 1 is fantastic. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. I believe that they're going to re-air season 1 this coming summer, so that's going to be great.
Yeah, good. Because so many people ask me, Dr. Ward, I'm like, I don't know. And I don't understand why it's not on Netflix. I mean, this really should. But
well, yeah, we've been in discussions about that. We're also looking at talking to HBO, because they do a lot of documentary series about getting this out there. It's a movement. I mean, think about type 2 diabetes is so prevalent. There are millions of people in America alone that have it, millions who have it that have never been diagnosed. And if you have type 2 diabetes and it's not being taken care of, you are increasing the risk of cardiovascular disease at an alarming rate. You have weight loss problems. You could have slow wound healing, increases for dementia later on in life. So this is something that needs to be taken care of. And even though we talked about pizza today on your show, Lisa, the thing is every restaurant in America is guilty of causing type 2 diabetes, because everything they create is unhealthy for consumption, and it leads to things like diabetes and causes problems with insulin and our glucose intolerance. So that is something that this is why I love your show, because you know, we're out here trying to tell people that there's a better way, an easier way. And even though we use pizza as a great example today, there are ways to take comfort foods, our regular meals, and make them healthier. For those that want to find more about me, they can simply go to my website at drwardbond.com. I host a daily television show coast to coast on Direct and Dish TV at 12 noon Eastern. Also, we're available in 8 cable markets. I mean, we just expanded into Denver and Tampa, Las Vegas, and some other places. So, and it continues to grow. And of course, I have my own radio show, just like you, Life Changing Wellness, on Radio MD, greatest network in the world, in my book. And so people can just simply go to my website and learn more about me and hop on the Life Changing Wellness train.
Oh, they sure can. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to hop on a plane and come and be on your TV show. I didn't invite myself. People, Ward's asked me before, when my book comes out in January, Dirty Sex, because I definitely want to come on. Speaking of that, we have a new podcast, Clean Eating Dirty Sex. And Ward was our first guest. It's up on iTunes and SoundCloud. So be sure to check it out. If you want to check out more from me, you can go to itsyourhealthwithlisadavis.com. Check out all the shows for Radio MD, Naturally Savvy, Talk Fitness Today, Talk Healthy Today. And you can also check me out on Twitter, where I'm very active, at Health Media Gal 1. I want to thank everyone for listening, and stay well.